I know you want to get going.
All right, Keith, second place tonight. I believe you may have been first for a half a second, or were you quite ahead of them there behind Iosu?
Nah, I pulled up alongside him, and Eric went into the was pulling off the track. So if he would have stayed out there, I may have tried to split him going down the back stretch and possibly could have got the lead. But we were we've been messing with this fuel injection. It's the lay down injection, which makes a lot more horsepower, but we don't have the settings right on it, and we really haven't most of the season. And it really cost us tonight because the engine was running way too rich, and it was about 120 degrees water temp, believe it or not, and it's usually supposed to be like 170, 180, so we were down a lot of horsepower, and Pat was just walking us down the straightaway, and wasn't a whole lot I could do, but we were better than him on the long runs, and every time we got about 10 to 12 laps into a run, a caution would come out. So
yeah, I was going to say that water time that you were close, I believe, was also between 1 and 2, and that's the accident with Gosek.
Yeah, the...
I believe behind the lap car again.
Yeah, you know, and there was a few other times we got in with some lap traffic, and I thought I might have a shot at him, and the traffic pretty much worked in his favor, so that's fine. Pat did a good job and hit his marks the whole race, and I think we were a little better than him, but it's good to see him win a race. We've both been at it a long time and haven't won very much, so he wasn't going to pull over and let me go, I promise you that, but it was a good run. We're really happy to get second. Chris Ocetic built a great car, and I don't have any complaints. The thing was neutral the entire race, and I wouldn't change a thing on it. I'd go out next week with the same exact setup with some more horsepower, and I think we'll be pretty tough to beat. But thanks to Chris and Brian Ocetic for working on it during the week, and my dad, Ed Champagne, and my crew, John Coe, and a couple of people that don't come to the track that come over to the shop and help periodically, and really proud of this effort and looking forward to getting a win.
Almost broke the streak, or you tried to break the streak if somebody went in from the front row.
Yeah, I thought about that too. Starting fourth would have been the furthest back. It's a shame, you know, it's so hard to pass out there, and cars are going so fast and everybody's so fast. But that's the playground we got to play in, and that's the way it is, and unfortunately there's not a lot of passing, so maybe they need to look at doing something a little different there.
You got some numbers to build off of now too.
Excuse me?
You got some numbers. With a good run tonight and running the full 50.
Yeah, finally. I think going into tonight we probably only had about 40 laps on the car the whole year so far, and it was good to run the full distance in the heat and the feature, and we missed most of practice due to some fuel pump issue, and still working out the problems with it, and but couldn't be happier with a second.